Hello and welcome to Love My Poland. If you've been a longtime viewer of my channel, you know that one of the many things that impresses me about Polish people is the fact that they know how to travel and they travel well. I mean, they can make their money really stretch and they do plenty of traveling year-round to some pretty exciting places. So today's episode is going to be an unusual one, as I have to show my gratitude to my friends and students who pushed me to finally get out of my comfort zone, out of my routine, and travel to a warmer destination during winter time. Well, I have taken their advice and I am here with my family in Agadir, Morocco. The gateway to the Sahara Desert is just behind me. I can't believe I'm here, and we are having a total blast. There are so many things I'd like to tell you on the topic of Poles, travel, and Morocco, and it's all coming up right now. Number one, Poles cherish their winter breaks. Growing up in the US, American kids look forward to spring break where we get time off from school, whereas Polish kids prioritize having 2 weeks off during the winter. But here in Poland, nearly everyone I know either spends time during winter break down in the mountains skiing, or they head for warmer countries to help push them through the long winter season. And what's interesting is that in a country of nearly 40 million people, the Polish government sort of determines when people get to take their winter breaks by kind of dividing, separating the vacation time according to the voivodeship in which you live. And for anyone who may not know, a voivodeship is sort of like an individual state or a province in Poland. This year, for instance, my voivodeship, Śląsk, Silesia, shares the holiday time with four other voivodeships, while my friends up in Warsaw, who live in the Mazowiecki voivodeship, finish their holidays just before us. I am certainly happy they do it this way. I mean, can you imagine the highways and airports if we all went at the same time? My goodness. So where do Poles travel, number two? Based on the travel choices of my friends, family, and students, the top popular warm destinations include Spain, Portugal, Greece, Cyprus, Turkey, and African gems like Morocco, Tunisia, and Egypt. The sight of travel agencies offering reasonable prices lines the main streets of Polish towns and cities. Now, I don't want to disclose the cost of flying my family of five to Agadir for a week, but it's safe to say it virtually rivals a ski vacation in the Polish mountains nowadays. It was a deal too good to pass up. Number three, Polish people will prepare you well for what to expect. You know, if there's one thing I can say I'm really good at, it's listening. My job depends on it, after all. I listen carefully to what Poles tell me here about their experiences in traveling, and I was especially curious when it came to countries like Egypt, Tunisia, Turkey, or beautiful Morocco. And before arriving in Morocco, Poles told me a lot about what to expect regarding the aggressive but friendly nature of the local shop owners, street sellers, and taxi drivers. They were really on point with how gifted the Moroccan people are at detecting your nationality by just looking at you. They know all the right words in your language in Polish to flatter you. My wife and three kids are all a bit lighter in skin tone than I am, and I have to admit that they were scary accurate at greeting us with a Cześć, dzień dobry, dziękuję i do widzenia. Only one time was my wife mistaken for a Russian woman, and that didn't go over too well. She wasn't too thrilled, to say the least, on that one. Number four, it turns out the Polish language is useful for travel. Would you believe me if I told you that I've met Poles over the years who claim that it's absolutely useless for foreigners to learn Polish if they speak good enough English? I have heard that dozens of times. I could not disagree more, and I'll prove my point. Once again, what highly amazed me during this trip was the widespread presence of Moroccan locals who are able to not only use basic Polish phrases, as I mentioned earlier, but many can also even carry on a decent conversation with you in Polish. Poles will tell you the same is true when visiting other similar countries like Turkey, Egypt, and Tunisia. On top of that, it seems there are Polish people everywhere here. During mealtimes, you hear Polish. While shopping for souvenirs on the streets, you hear Polish. Going on excursions from the hotel, there are plenty of Poles along with you. In fact, we took some suggestions from some Poles here that we met on what to do and where to go, all in Polish. Today's trip is a perfect example. Thank you, Poland. I had to step back and wonder if knowing English is that much of an advantage anymore if you know some Polish. For the record, I do take immense pride in being able to speak Polish, and the experiences here have only deepened my appreciation for this language. In closing, I'd like to share my overwhelming positivity about Morocco. Over the last 10 years or so, we've always spent our winters down in the beautiful Polish mountains, places like Zakopane, so this was quite the change for us. Arriving in early February, the drastic temperature shift from minus 2 degrees Celsius in Poland to 27 degrees Celsius in Agadir was nothing short of mind-blowing. We even had one day where temps even got up to 30. The warmth and happiness radiating from the people here was a delightful surprise, and it does seem that they genuinely like Polish people. Morocco, with its resemblance to the American Southwest, has left an indelible mark on me and my family. The delicious food, especially their seafood like juicy prawns and calamari, has been a culinary delight for us. To my fellow Poles, I have to send out a heartfelt thank you for pushing me and my family to go here and recommending this incredible destination. Wow, thank you. I will leave you with a few highlights from our trip. Thanks for tuning in, and I would love it if you subscribe to my channel, Love My Poland. See you in the next episode. Have a great day.